This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves for Saturday, January 17th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. John Campbell reports in Politics on the Hudson that Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is preparing new legislation that would mandate companies notify consumers if their email address and password information or healthcare information was breached. Currently, companies in New York are only required to notify consumers if their credit card, bank account, social security number, or driver's license number is given up in a data breach. Quote, with some of the largest ever data breaches occurring in just the last year, it's long past time we updated our data security laws and expanded protections for consumers, unquote, Schneiderman said in a statement January 15th. Quote, we must also remind ourselves that companies can be victims and that those who take responsible steps to safeguard customer data deserve recognition and protection, unquote. According to Schneiderman, there were 5,000 data breaches in New York between 2006 and 2013. Read the full story in Politics on the Hudson. Will Burnell in Capital New York reports that Governor Andrew Cuomo again announced his proposed $500 million broadband expansion plan January 16th with a Lake Placid press conference held by Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. There's $500 million in public funds for internet service providers willing to match the state dollar for dollar in the proposal. ISPs must offer 100 megabits per second download speeds for the expansion, though, quote, in certain limited cases, providers may offer 25 megabits per second in the most remote, unserved, and underserved areas of the state, unquote, said Cuomo's press release. Cuomo first announced the initiative named the New York New Broadband Program in October at an Albany campaign stop. Now he needs the state legislature to sign on. Cuomo says $70 million has already been spent on broadband improvements since 2011. The story says, quote, Greene County is shown to have the least access to internet, with 79% of residents, 39,061 people, unable to access even 6 megabytes per second speed, unquote. Arthur Cusano is reporting in the Register Star that Columbia County has announced plans to fund an expanding broadband coverage plan for residents. The county will pay $40,000 for a plan to be completed by a consultant in the coming months. Every town, village, and the city of Hudson will be included in the study, according to County and Economic Development Commissioner Kenneth Flood. He said, quote, we're going to work out the best possible way to improve broadband capacity, unquote. The plan will look at ways to provide broadband in areas that do not have it, as well as ways to improve the coverage that already exists. The study will take 3 to 6 months to complete. Flood said the plan to be created will be very similar to the one Greene County already has in place. The funding for the study was included in the 2015 budget adopted last month by the Board of Supervisors. Read the full story in the Register Star. In Radio Roundup, the Rip Van Winkle Amateur Radio Society holds a volunteer examiner license session at 10 a.m. Sunday, January 18th at the East Chatham Firehouse, 14 Frisbee Street in East Chatham. All class of licenses will be tested. Anyone wishing to upgrade their license or take the tech exam is welcome. There's a workshop called Business Communication for Small Business from 7 to 9 p.m. January 21st at the Mountaintop Library in Tannersville. Participants must register by January 20th. There's a link at newsroom.wgxc.org. For WGXC is the name of the WGXC Winter 2015 Pledge Drive, coinciding with the station's fourth anniversary on the air. The drive will be held on air and online from February 12th through February 28th. The Pledge Drive opens with a pop-up shop event February 13th through February 15th at 117 Warren Street in Hudson, 117 Warren Street in Hudson. For Valentine's Day weekend, this is a shopping experience with homemade goods organized by Elizabeth Powell of Lennox Local. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more details about the pop-up event. National Weather Service in Albany predicts a mostly sunny Saturday with a high near 22 and wind chill values as low as negative 14. Saturday night should be mostly cloudy with a low around 18. Sunday, there is a 70% chance of snow before noon, then turning to rain and snow back to snow later with a high near 39. The snow continues through 1 a.m. Sunday with a low around 29. Monday, there's a 30% chance of snow showers, mainly before 7 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 34. Listen to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.